It's not necessarily very long or something I've really prepared, but I was just thinking last week actually, and a lot of people shared, so there wasn't really time, but perhaps it's better to share this morning. During the last sort of few weeks, various circumstances and stuff have just made me quite stressed out and a bit anxious. Sort of, that can sometimes be a part of my character. I'm sure many can relate, and you just, the circumstances of life get on top of you and you start running it all through your head and you get quite stressed out and you maybe take your focus off the Lord and it turns to worry and things. But then I also a very self-analytical person, so I'll sit there and I'll think, you know, how have I let myself worry so much? You know, why do I let myself do that? And you come to the Lord and ask for his help, ask for an encouragement or something, you know, that he forgives you for being that way. And I just was having a little time of prayer and then picked up my Bible and I planned to start reading through Jeremiah. I haven't got very far so far, but I read down from chapter 1 and I had no idea this verse was here in chapter 1. I just got down to verse 5 and it says, well, verse 4 says, "Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." And I stopped right there and I was like, okay. The Lord knows me, and he knows my character, he knows my flaws, and it just really hit me, you know. So I don't know how any of you have felt the last months, how you've coped with different things through this time. But yeah, that was just a massive encouragement to me, just knowing the Lord knew me before I was even formed in the womb, and yet he loves me, yet he saved me, and even though those character traits keep on going, even though we're saved, he's constantly working on us to change us, but even though they're still there sometimes, he loves us and we need to keep our eyes on him. That's all I wanted to say.
Praise the Lord. One more.
The word says we don't have a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. But one night, I didn't have that at all. When the lockdown began, I really was quite unwell. And then the next day, I started with this cough, and I thought, oh no. And you know what it is in the middle of the night? And I thought, Tony's going to catch it, and I'll kill him. And if I die, what's going to happen to my cats? And I got in a right state. And I just asked the Lord to help me, you know, and like Nathan was saying, just to seek the Lord. And he said to me, Psalm 57, verse 1, "Be merciful to me, O Lord, until these calamities have passed by." And that just gave me the strength to know that, as we've been saying, that the Lord was with me. And so I can say this morning, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And we must meet negative thoughts with scripture. So it's very important when we get these thoughts to ask the Lord to give us a verse of scripture that we can apply. Clifford Hill said, going through all this, we need to repent. God has slowed us down so that we will be still enough to develop our ability to hear his voice so that we can respond appropriately in the days ahead, to understand the times in which we live and to know what action to take. And I don't know about you, but I was on a treadmill, rushing around here, rushing around there. And I think God's given us all a precious thing called time. Time to sit down and have a cup of coffee and talk with Tony, to enjoy the sunshine, to look at the garden. And to me, it's been a real blessing, and I really thank the Lord for that. But we also need to repent and to develop our ability to hear his voice so that we can respond in the days ahead, because you know this is just the beginning. If we're in the beginning of sorrows, then this is just the beginning. And God's very merciful to us. He doesn't give it to us in one big dollop. He gives us time to adjust and to seek his face. So that's just where I'm at now. Thank you.